Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome here this morning. I was thinking as I was preparing this, what to speak about. What is one thing, one desire that we all share here this morning? There are probably more than one, but the one I'm thinking of specifically is we want to know the will of God for our lives. Every one of us here this morning. I'm going to read a passage in Romans chapter 12. Before I start, and then I will speak about that a little bit. We know that God's will is that all come to Him, and that no one is lost. That will is the same for everyone, but each one of us are individuals. We have our own. We share some needs. We have different needs. We share some gifts. We have different gifts. And God has a unique and special plan for each one of us here. I'm going to read from 1 through 8, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showed mercy with cheerfulness. So we can see that everyone is different, and we all have a different plan. I came across this article when I was studying this. It was written by it was published by Zondervan Publishers, and it was called Following Jesus into College and Beyond. Oh, here it is. Jeff Baxter was the writer. And he wrote this to college students that were trying to make up their mind what college to go to. But as I read it, I thought it's not just for students or young people, it's for all of us. So I'd like to read that now. Is it possible to miss the will of God for your life? I have spoken to many college students who are concerned that they might go to the wrong college, choose the wrong major, marry the wrong person, and make many wrong decisions in life regarding God's direction. But let's look at some other ways to not miss what God is doing in your life. It is unlikely that you will miss God's will in a big way when the following characteristics exist, and then he writes 10 points. Number one, if your will is wholly surrendered to God's will, you're safe. When you are filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're safe. When you walk in the principles of God, to the best of your ability and understanding, you're safe. When you are reading the Bible for the details and conforming your life to it, you're safe. When you're actively filling your mind with the things of God, you're safe. When you're actively listening to God's voice in your life, you're safe. When you take time waiting, you're safe. God always answers prayers. Always. He hears prayers and he always answers. He'll answer them either with yes or no or wait. So sometimes we have to wait. When you are teachable and longing to hear the advice of spiritually mature counselors in your life, you're safe. When you seek to remain humble and tender, you're safe. And number 10, the last one, says, when you are alert to God's providential circumstances and open to stepping out in faith to his guidance, you're safe. In other words, trust. Trust is a big thing. On a side note, this does not mean that suffering and difficulty and heartache will be absent, because many passages in the Bible promise that those who want to live fully for God in this world will have difficulties. The world and the devil, the enemies, are doing their best to pull you off track. Peter said at the end of his first letter to a persecuted church, I am writing to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. 1 Peter 5:12. Go and do the same, and the will of God will be a great adventure. And that's the end of that article. For some of us, God's will for our life is to go overseas on the mission field. For others, it is to minister the word to us, or to be on committees, or whatever it might be. Others are parents or teachers. And some tasks are just plain not very glamorous. Taking out the church pews to clean the floor and then putting them back in. That's not very glamorous at all, but it has to be done. Or cleaning the church house every week. Someone cleans it every week. That's not a very glamorous task, but it has to be done. And I think God's blessing will be just as great for those who do that as those who do the greater things. People who follow God's will for their lives sometimes leave their comfort zone and go out into more risky areas. Sometimes it's just plain dangerous. We hear a lot of stories about those in El Salvador and some of the other missions where the natives are unfriendly or steal their things or threaten them. And it's a dangerous, we would say a dangerous thing to do. I thought about Justin at the boys' camp, and Arlen, he's there. Some of the things he's told us already, the adventures he's had, the near escapes. You know, it's hard for us as parents not to worry. It's just not safe, we tend to think. I came across this quote, and I didn't know who said it, so I Googled it, and it said David Jeremiah said it. He said this, a man of God in the will of God is immortal until his work is done. And that helped me. After all, there is no person anywhere so safe as the one that is in the will of God. That person is safe, doesn't matter where he is. We all want to be there. We all want to be in the will of God. And God does not want to hide that will from us. He wants to show us. Adrian Rogers said this, we don't find the will of God so much as the will of God finds us. It is not so much a road map as it is a relationship. I am not worried about tomorrow. I follow him today. And today then turns to tomorrow. The first step to find God's will for the rest of your life is to do God's will for the next 15 minutes. Start small. Start here. Start now. Don't wait for some big and important thing. Your mission is now. We have time for one small story, maybe, an illustration. Sometimes things take a complete different turn of events than what we think. Here a couple of months ago, actually it was last fall, I guess, I came home from work and I had some hay to bale. It was on a Wednesday. Wednesday evenings we have church. I went back and baled the hay, big round bales, came up to the house, and it was about time to get ready for church. And I thought about those hay bales out there. And the thing is, if you don't move them right away, you tend to leave them a few days, and then it'll rain, and the field will get wet. So my reasoning went. And so I decided to stay home and pick up those bales of hay out of the field instead of going to church. I used my skid loader to pick up the bales, so I hopped on the skid loader and spun around, and kerplunk, the back wheel broke completely off. All six lug bolts broke off clean. First thought that went through my mind was, God wants me to go to church. So I looked, and there was still time. I went to the house quickly and got showered, got ready, and left. My wife stayed at home that night. She wasn't feeling well. And that might have had some bearing that I decided to stay home too. But anyhow, I decided to go to church. Jumped in the little Pontiac Vibe and headed down the road, halfway between Arlington and Partridge. Kerplunk, kerplunk, kerplunk. Flat tire. So it was dark. We had never had a flat tire with the Vibe before. I didn't know where the spare was. I couldn't see. I had my Sunday clothes. It was time to be here. All these things went through my mind, and so I decided, well, maybe God doesn't want me to go to church tonight. That was my first reaction. But remember, it's the will of God in our life is not so much a roadmap as a relationship. I could have thought, well, maybe God was protecting me from something. Maybe there was a drunk driver up at the next intersection that was fixing to hit me. Or maybe I would have said something in church that night that would have hurt somebody's feelings. You know, that type of thing. But to me, it was not so much that as it was just simply an interesting turn of events in my relationship with God. In everything we do, God is in control. Even if things don't happen as we expect, it's okay. God is still there. His will for our life is still the same. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for each person here. We pray that you would be with us today. We know that you are. We pray that you would open each heart, that we can be susceptible to your will, that we can not say and do things that would stand in the way of your will for our lives, but that we can be open and transparent. Just bless our service today. In every aspect, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.